Five Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
Other areas are open to you as well, so feel free to refer to your map if you want to go somewhere. Just pick a place, any place.
Gun zone, gun zone, gun zone.
All right.
Welcome to
Punchy,
the
we'll go to the gun zone.
All right, so you walk upon the gun zone. The gun zone listed on Archie's map. All these maps are made by the flaming awesome badass Archie from his journal. It is a. It looks like an ice cream sandwich, but much larger, like the size of a pavilion. It's got the bottom of it, the ledge of it is that brown cookie. The ice cream part is actually a metal like wire casing, so that you can't get in. But there's a little service window with it, and the top of it, of course, is a flat cookie on it. This looks like maybe a previous maybe ice cream sandwich stand, but this is in fact the gun zone. And when you look past the metal bars, you see a plethora of firearms there. Oh, and you see a guy in a cloak. It's a tiny guy in a cloak that's kind of like walking back and forth between the various firearms behind the metal.
How tiny is this guy? Like
3 foot.
Unnaturally tiny. Oh, okay. So, okay. Fair.
We did see just a little guy earlier. He sold us some stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy's selling guns.
Maybe they're cousins. Or the same guy, and he's going to be mad at us.
Were
we nice to him? I can't remember.
All the short guys are related to each other. Like, they all know each other. So let's not make
that. Odds are.
I don't want to make a little guy with that many guns angry.
Well, we just have to remember, be polite, and
And he can only use two of them at most.
Yeah.
I did know a guy who'd grown a third arm out of his back, but he was a terrible shot with that hand. So, yeah, let's assume two of them.
Does this just look like a shop? There's no, like, game or, like, other component. It just looks like a little they converted this into a little gun shop.
Yeah, this looks like a place that you would get, like, it looks like a circular pavilion. Like, and I'm not thinking, like, an ice cream stand, but I'm thinking, like, this is, like, where a massive amount of ice cream sandwiches were made, packaged, and given out. And it's all open so that you can see into it with the various racks and this, like, circular ice cream sandwich-based area. So you can see into it, but the metal grating is like, it's not like you could reach your hand into that or like stick a finger in there. It's a pretty intense metal grating, except for a single window that is open.
Is it like the chicken wire density, but like thicker?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say. I want to talk to the guy.
All right.
Store clerk. Hi. Yeah. So awesome selection here. I don't know about these guys. I don't have any caps, though. Is there maybe like a... do you guys have somewhere like in town that's offering jobs? Maybe like a what is it called? It's a carnival game where you can win.
I mean, how many caps? How many caps do you got?
I got like 30.
You got 30? All right. I'll tell you what. I'll give you this. You got to get clearance from one of the big three before I can do business with you. Business includes guns. Business includes my brother is doing the armor over there. Got to get clearance from one of us. Once you get clearance, we deal in caps or we deal in favors. You press one of the big three, you get their clearance. You get a favor. You get whatever you want at the store. It's a guaranteed purchase for everything that we got here. Anything past that, I, without clearance, can sell you information for half a piece. And let that be that.
Hazel looks down at the short guy and goes, the big three? And who are they?
That'll be one cap, ma'am.
All right.
Ooh, this guy's good. This guy's really good.
She'll toss a cap on the table.
Hazel, he just got you.
What?
He must be one of the big three.
Information is valuable. That was my whole thing growing up, is knowledge, information. It's it's worth a cap. Caps, really. Yeah, it's worth at least one cap. So
yeah, he takes the cap and looks at you, Hazel, and says, "All right, the big three. They are Glenwig the Enchanter. He's over in one of the tents, that like green and yellow one. You got the Ring Lord. He's over in the red and white one, and you got the Flaming Hot one in the orange and blue one."
Yeah, fuck.
The Flaming Hot one is over with the...
The pirate. They talked to me about the Flaming Hot one. They said that, like, they, like, part of my, like, initiation, if I decided to join, would be in front of the Flaming Hot one. I guess I would prove my skill, my talent.
Well, they... Except for, I don't think you're immune to flame damage. You're definitely not immune to lightning damage. But flame damage, I don't know. Maybe they've coated themselves with some sort of flame retardant or something. I find it odd to believe this is a spontaneous...
That's what they called themselves.
They called themselves flame retardants.
Well, without the flame part.
Yeah, the retardants.
They called themselves the retardants. Okay.
Yes. But I mean, I figured it's something to do with the clothes because, like, no, like fire.
But they were dipping fire. Their heads. They were dipping their heads into fire to stiffen up their mohawks, which may just be whatever they had coating their hair. True, but
guys, I don't want to deal with the lighting on fire people. Can we go see, like, I want to go to the enchanter guy. That sounds magical. That sounds fun.
Frankie, are you afraid of fire? Like, more than, like, normal?
No, I love fire. I love fire.
Magic is not real. Fire is real. Magic is not real.
The magic just sounds, you know, doesn't that sound like
Frankie is the human sugar bomb, man. Like, he set that desk on fire like it was nothing.
Right. Yes, why are you more into the fire guys?
I just don't like the smell of...
Oh, you're jealous.
I just don't like the smell of burning people. Is that
also,
weird?
They were very focused on assholes.
You know what? They didn't have any popcorn, and there really is no excuse for that. So
that's also a lot. But it's really, you know, the burning flesh smells was a lot.
But you don't need more than that. I mean, I think you can cut it off at obsession with assholes.
All right,
and like that's it. Like, you don't need a second item. Like, you can just that right there is like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, see, I left before they even started talking about the assholes because I could tell.
I was kind of locked in. It's a thing. Like, back home, you catch somebody unaware, and then they think it's the polite thing to do to listen to you talk 10-15 minutes while you. While you just, like, talk about your, like, faith and your religion, and then they do the nod, and they're like, yeah, okay, you got a pamphlet or anything, and, you know, you just kind of lock them there, and it worked on me. It worked on me, and they're trying to tell me the good word about setting assholes on fire, and, like, I just, they locked me in, and, guilty. Guilty. They use my own tricks against me, and, you know, I listened more than I should, and now that I'm detached from the situation, maybe I shouldn't have led them along and admitted that I can punch people and set them on radioactive fire, and now every time they see me, they think I'm going to punch their friend in the asshole, and it's a whole thing. And,
okay, I don't want to interrupt or anything, but it seems kind of weird that you guys are wanting to join the, you know, the retardants. But you haven't been saved. You haven't. I mean, the fact that, you know, you guys look pretty young, and you haven't been saved by God yet. So, it's kind of a weird thing to want to do, because that's like that's pretty dangerous when it comes to that. You know, you want to make sure you get those off before you go.
Excuse me. Could you say that last part again?
That'll be a cap.
Yeah, he got you.
Yeah,
there
I'll throw. I'll, man, throw, I'll throw him another. I'll throw him another. Throw him another cap.
All right. All right. Do you want to know?
So, basically, everything you just said about being saved—that sounds kind of important.
There was a thing about a god. I feel like that might be important.
It's not the giant clown, right? Right?
I mean, no, not the giant clown. The when you turn 18, when you grow up here and you turn 18, all across Stormlands, you get the collar. Once the collar goes on, you got to be a true American until God comes down, takes your collar off, and you get back to it.
Is God like a guy who has like a noose? Does he have a noose?
I mean, that's one cap for.
Yeah.
Hazel, yeah. Please pay the man.
All right. I'll throw one more cap on the table.
Yeah. So the guy with the noose, that's just one of God's judges, you know, comes down and judges whether you're American or not. It's kind of a weird, it's a weird system, but, you know, once you grow up in the community, you know that it's going to happen. And when you turn 18, you go out on your own. And you've got to conquer the trials that are out there. And then once you've conquered the trials, then become American, they pick it off.
We did make it out of this strange, like, I assume it was trials. It was kind of like a really screwed up game show fused with like an escape room thing. And we survived that, more or less. And then there was a big flood and there were a bunch of squirrels who were kind of asses and lightning, and we killed we were attacked and killed like a giant jackal. Actually, specifically, he did. And honestly, I just want to know where we can sit down and talk to somebody kind of normal and have something to eat without worrying about ending up being punched in the asshole by somebody who will set us on fire.
When you got the collars on, you're likely to get punched in the asshole, because the moment you do something un-American with those collars and the judges see it, you're going to blow everybody to the sky fucking high to heaven. So, like, you're more likely to be dead with the collars on than no collar means no bomb on Understood. Your person. So
you talking to us, four people with collars still on, we could do something un-American any second, and our collars could go off, and you could die in the explosion too.
Well, if there was a judge here, then yeah, but I don't see any.
Not just that, we're some of the most American people you're ever going to meet. So the question is, how do
we train? I mean, we really try to educate our younglings as they go up. So I'm sure that you got the same kind of education when you're growing up around here. And
so I grew up kind of in a similar situation to this particular place, but it was all the way out in California.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and I threw knives, and we traveled in carriages like this, and we had. We had shows, and we also did like educational stuff, which was a very American thing. And we sort of taught people as we went. And now I'm here, and it seems like this is less educational and more just day-to-day living / entertainment for everyone. And,
yeah, I mean, once you've proved you're American, then you don't have, you're good.
Okay, awesome. And I'm going to throw one more cap on the table. So where should we get started to prove it?
Oh, so you'll need to conquer the four. You'll need to conquer the four trials.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll need to conquer the four trials. And you'll have to find them. And you'll also have to kill a judge.
Okay. So then they go through judges pretty quickly then, don't they? Everybody has to kill a judge to prove they're American?
Cap, please.
I just gave you a cap. Doesn't this count as part of the conversation that I asked you about when I paid you?
Do a charisma plus barter for difficulty one.
Been a while since I've done this. Charisma plus barter. I have trash stats on both of these, so let's go. Zero successes.
How many caps do you have?
Not enough, I'm guessing, but you know what? I had to try and get the price like a little bit extra included in the package. That's a very American thing, right?
All right, I'll cut you a deal here. You said you had 30 caps. You just spent three trying to answer some questions. So what I'm going to do is 15 caps, and I'll answer whatever you want. Any question, as many questions as you need.
10 above what you already have.
Charisma plus barter for difficulty one.
Okay.
Would you like to spend a
I got action? One.
Okay.
I got one. Barely managing. I put the 10 on the table, and I stack them, a little stack, and I very smoothly push the stack of 10 caps over to the other side of the table.
Did you get the success?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay, great. He looks over the caps, takes them, and says, all right, what do you want to know?
Well, first and foremost, if baked into these trials is not just finding the trials, but killing a judge, if every single one of these younglings, as you put it, needs to kill a judge to become a true American, it infers there's a lot of judges, or you have a very rapid turnaround of judges, or the judges aren't human.
Yeah, four judges, and God revives them when you kill them.
Okay, that explains that. The other side of it is, if as a true American we're being told that we need to kill the judges, then does that mean the judges are not true Americans? Because why would we be attacking fellow Americans?
That's a good question, and I don't really question my faith that much, so I'm like a only Monday morning kind of guy.
Okay, then I won't ask you the questioning of your faith. I'll ask you the mechanics of it. Do we just shoot them on sight, or do they have to challenge us, or is it a situation that we have to find them also, and then when we find them we take them out, and all out one would be fine, right? We all get a hit on him.
Yeah, so you're asking me mechanically, so four trials, once you do, yes, all four trials, God will come find you, take you to heaven, put you in a room, okay, you'll have to kill a judge, and then you get put back down here.
But if
how'd you kill your judge?
You want to know how I killed my judge?
Yeah.
You see this coat I'm wearing? And he has this, like, cloak that he's, like, wrapped around himself. He opens it up, and there's, like, at least, like 35 pistols just, like, in each, like, little pocket all over. Think, like, Resident Evil 4 merchant style. Like, he's just, like...
What are you buying? What are you selling?
What are you buying?
It's like the old guy in Boondock Saints.
And he looks at you all and says, I got a lot of pockets.
Okay.
Okay, guys. See, that coat is what I'm going to turn the Deathclaw hide into right there. I don't know how to stitch that well yet, but...
Okay,
so where are the trials then?
Oh, yeah. So... You all mentioned the vault. You clearly did a trial already. That was the one that you...
Oh, we did a trial already. Awesome.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I mean, wait, were you guys born? You guys are born here, right?
No.
No, I was born in California, I think. I'm not...
Oh, I thought you were just making...
Oh, no. I'm from New California. I'm from a Chautauqua out in New California. I'm just here now because, honestly, I don't even remember anymore. It's been a journey.
Also, I don't know if you noticed, but this guy's a robot.
Yeah, I thought he was just your pet that you put it on, too. I mean, it looks like each person has a pet to me.
Jackal's mine.
Yeah, it looks like that the Jackal's probably the hunter guy's one. It looks like the little rolling robot, that's probably the one that's been paying me all this stuff. And it looks like the one with the brain is the guy that looks like he's dressed up like he's going to take me to Sunday school or some shit like that.
Okay.
Oh, he's talking about me.
Yeah.
And he's talking about Punchy.
And he's talking
this is
about
very rude. You're a very rude small man. I'm the most American one here because I was born when there was an America. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. You were born... Oh, so you're pre-war.
I'm pre-war, baby. I pledge allegiance.
All right, man, you should really testify. I mean, you need to find God right now. Testify. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Point me toward God.
We actually did already testify, like, at a trial.
Oh, yeah, the trial. So, okay, yeah. So you're out-of-towners. I'm guessing you got picked up by the hangman. He probably brought you back out of town. Put you up on the stand, ask you if you're... Yeah, happened a bunch. We recently everybody's got to go through Hangman's trial and do all the different stuff. It's the closest one to here. So once, you know, little Archie turned 18, we just sent him out that way. Said, all right, you go do your trial, get through it, come back. Generally, I mean, it's a really gruesome thing and not everybody survives. So we try to prepare well here, you know.
Okay, so that's moving past that one quickly. For no particular reason. What are the other three trials?
I mean, you've got the vault. You've got the zoo. You look in the DM's notebook real quick to make sure he's got the right thing. You've got the big kaboom, and you've got the haunted corn.
The big kaboom.
Haunted corn.
Haunted corn. What was
haunted corn.
The zoo.
And the zoo.
Okay.
And then when you're done, you go to the center of the universe, and God picks you up, takes you to heaven, then you kill Judge.
Okay.
I'm not following any of that part, but the haunted corn.
Does that have, by any chance, does that involve popcorn at all?
That's a good thought. That's a good thought. Very American thing. Learn about that. Popcorn movies, matinee fairs. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. People used to, the way I understood it is people used to go see big people on bigger devices that you could go and you could view other people when you would go into a certain. Yeah. I've heard about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was American. It was one of those very American things. You know what? If I happen across anything interesting, I'll let you know as far as popcorn and movies go. But for now,
I'm glad that we went ahead and did the upfront fee, so that way I wasn't asked about popcorn for a cat, because I'd feel like I'd really be scamming you well then. But you know,
I'm starting to trust you. You're trying to help us without. I get it. You're trying to help us without getting yourself in trouble. Which I appreciate, and also an investment as possible future customers. I get that too.
No, I mean, I'm not going to get in trouble just talking to you all, especially with, with my guild membership, I'll be fine.
Oh, what guild are you a member of?
Oh, the Lollygag Guild.
The Lollygag Guild. Awesome. Are there any other guilds around here, or that's mostly just you guys, vendors? Selling stuff.
I mean, we're across. I mean, across town, Guild of Merchants, setting up in multiple different locations. We're all from the same family.
I might have seen a relative of the first trial. They sold us.
Bartholomew. Yeah, Bartholomew. Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, he's a solid dude. Mm-hmm. So, where would you recommend we get started for the second trial? I think one of my friends over here really wants to see Flynn the Enchanter. Would that be?
I mean, here's the thing. The three leaders of Prosperity Forge have really good connections and can get you into a lot of different networks, a lot of different circles. Normally, if you want to get into the vault, like, you really have to crack the vault door. It's a whole security thing, but the others are a little more complicated. It's on our honor not to spoil too much of it, but they're a little more complicated. I say it's good you get in with one of the ringleaders around here, help them out. You don't necessarily have to be, a fanatic about whatever they're on, but I will, from my personal experience, and since you all have been so nice and kind to me, I will say that the easiest one is probably the ringlord. He's probably the easiest one, but Flynnwig and the flaming hot one are a little on they bat a little on the left field. You know what I mean?
A little out there.
That's a baseball reference. That's something, Americans would.
Oh yeah, Americans. Baseball, huge. Yeah.
Football
also.
I don't know if this is going to be related or not, but it's worth asking. Did any of them care about the King of the Jackals? Like, because we took care of that problem.
Oh, you're talking about? Oh, that's just like fucking squirrel business, man. Those guys are assholes.
Okay, because we kind of learned that they were fuckers.
Agreed.
We just did it. We thought the jackals would just keep them in place, and just, since we move around all the time, we don't want a bunch of talking squirrels coming with us. It seems like a real, nobody's going to come see a talking squirrel if they're all fucking annoying.
So about the zoo thing, are there,
they did try to kill us.
They tried very hard to kill us. We don't really like them. I assume the feeling. Mentioned a zoo.
Yeah.
Are there, what are the feelings about the squirrels and the jackals over at this?
So, per our code,
and our religion, our belief system, it's very light. One thing that we do is we make a solemn promise unto death or punishment by God to not reveal any details on trials that you haven't already finished.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, I guess we're just going to have to go with the idea that everybody hates the fucking squirrels and hope for the best.
Wait, so you say you can't reveal details about trials we haven't already finished. We finished the vault trial. Could I ask you a question about that?
Yeah, of course.
The very end, did we have to kill somebody to get out of there? Or was that just like, could we have come up with a different way?
Oh, to get out of the vault.
Let's like see. The last
let me think back. When I was in there, I did the game shows, ended up just getting enough coins that I could get through, got into the room, and there was another group of people there. Yeah. I ended up just pressing the button, and one of them, disabled the fan. You're falling so fast, you figure that you could disable that fan going down, and so I just let him drop.
I had to do it.
I kind of get it, because somebody must have pressed the button, and then we dropped to the fan, too.
Yeah, somebody definitely pressed the button, shit. And then you dropped, okay. too. Yeah.
Well, we disabled the fan ourselves on down. We would have
I took care of that part.
Oh, they know that you're going to do that. They reset everything. I mean, there's, like, I don't think you understand the amount of, like, resources and angels that God is, like, really, like, putting on these trials. Like, that they it's the same for everyone, so don't worry.
Apparently.
How do you get one of the... You know what? I don't want to spoil any more of the trials. I like this whole idea. I mean, the whole bomb collar's a lot, but the general concept, I think this is kind of a cool setup. We used to do trials. They were like,
Well, you did like survivalist trials.
Set right. They're like, can you start a fire with sugar bombs? But,
well, yeah.
I kind of get it. I kind of get this whole thing.
I'm glad that you're a fellow red-blooded American, and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Well, I guess in for a cap, in for a pound. I guess we're stuck with it. So
I like this guy. Can we come back after we get our favors or whatever we're supposed to.
I mean, you can come by guns for me. I'm good. If you want to answer, I can answer whatever. I don't know too much, but I know enough. I can answer whatever. Okay. But right. Buy some guns later.
Okay, where can we find the ring? I think that's my.
Yes, yeah, the red and
I'm
white
not
tent.
Gonna the do ring. The enchanter guy.
Let's maybe go with the easiest one. And I think Ring Lord was said to be the easier one.
He said the Ring Lord was the most relatable.
Easiest, I mean, to me, if one's the most attractive to you, then and you're coming in with that mindset, it's going to be easier to convince them that you're there to help.
What do you mean attractive? I mean, like, is he hot? Am I missing something?
I mean, it's not that kind of ring, right? If you're looking for a hot one, I would recommend the flaming hot one.
Yeah, this guy's good. Well,
Hazel's looking to be somebody else's hamburger.
No. There's just,
maybe
there's too
Hazel
many
has a type.
Laying around. Oh, okay. Yes, I have a type, but it's none of you. So let's just go.
I feel mildly insulted, but also I am a brain in a robot body. So
honestly, your brain is the most attractive thing about you, Punchy, without a doubt, to me.
Did you say the most attractive or the least attractive?
Oh, the most. I can honestly say I like you for mind.
What, the flamethrower doesn't bring back fond memories?
Ixnay on the aim floor, Thray. And we still need to get it repaired. We still need to get it repaired.
Maybe Ring Lord.
Okay, so wait. So you can't sell us any guns right now. Can you repair any guns or any
no any services? I gotta get approved. You gotta be an approved part of you gotta get approved by one of the big three. That's one of the rules around here about services that we provide. I mean, you can go to any of the shows, you can do any of the stuff, but
it's not really a gray, services aren't so much a gray area.
Think of it as kind of like a citizenship, the Prosperity Forge thing.
Okay, so American question here, do you charge taxes on services? goods.
No, but you're expected to you're expected to fulfill obligations to whoever your patron is, you know.
Patron. Okay. So
which patron did you go with?
Oh, as a member of the Lollygag Guild, I don't. I just have a contract with all three of them. I negotiated all three of them, so it's really so a group.
Are we going to need to take one of the big three as a patron?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. We should probably definitely go talk to the ring then.
Guys, all right. Let's just humor me. Let's go talk to the enchanter just to hear him out. Maybe they're into punching assholes too, and then we can just leave. First 2 minutes, so, and then we go talk to the ring lord.
You know what? I feel like I owe you this, since you did, like, kill like the Jackal King and more or less helped to keep us all from dying. But after that, we're definitely going to the ring.
Okay. And I mean, if ultimately I have to punch an asshole to get us a patron, then that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Yeah, I'm
like that. There's a ranking system.
Yeah, that's right. We're just exploring all of our options.
Yeah, we're turning over every rock in search of holes, apparently.
Look,
to punch.
Hazel, I'm just saying, you were down the bayou for a little while, right? All the magic, wasn't that fun?
Well, okay, so there was stuff that happened down there that I can't really explain, like right. Being able to stick your hands right. in fire and summon ghosts, the weird
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
But most of it, 100%, science explains it.
Wait, there was someone that caught themselves on fire and ghosts came out?
Yes, and there was like a...
The retardants would love that.
They probably would, but let's not... go encourage them to talk to ghosts right now. There was like a blue dog that healed us. There was a giant like kaiju super mutant who used to be a very good friend of mine. A lot happened down there.
Did you guys ever talk with the tree spirits? Or did you not? You guys missed that one.
No, we kind of missed that one.
Yeah, the tree spirits
honestly,
were
that
good.
That would have been very cool, honestly.
Yeah.
What are you ding-dongs talking about? What is going on?
Oh, did I you still meet have the witch?
Blue dogs? A kaiju? I don't even know. What is
this
happening?
One of my neighbors, she had this house that was like on chicken legs, and it would just kind of run around the forest.
Okay, that I'm pretty sure I have a fairly scientific explanation for that one.
Well, for that one, it's science. But for a magical blue dog
and a
kachigugu, it's like, oh, that's magic. Okay.
Punchy, you're not helping.
No one's helping right now. Nobody okay. is.
Look.
Let's talk to the magic one. I mean, the charlatan.
Let's talk
the crystal
to
ball.
Flynn the enchanter.
Also, yes. Come on. Abel has an angel. We've all seen it.
I mean, that, I think,
okay,
is maybe
that is,
like a robot.
All right, I don't entirely know what's going on with that, 100%. But I'm sure there is a reasonable scientific explanation for it.
For that one, sure.
Maybe. Unless...
Oh, yeah. Unless
there isn't an explanation for it, it's just he's just always been around.
Well, you know, if there's one person I've met in my travels who deserves to have a personal guardian angel, it's probably you, Abel.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was kind of it was a compliment. You can take it as a
it kind
okay,
of felt like
I'll,
an insult.
I'll.
It did kind of feel like an insult, like he kind of screws up a lot.
He needs
okay.
somebody
all
watching
right.
him.
I do
guys,
screw
really
up a lot.
Like
a
all right, we're just come on. Let's
very
let's
easily
go meet
influenced.
The magic. Let's go meet the magic. Supposedly the magic person, and she just.
All right, but if there's
talking.
A tambourine, I'm leaving.
Tambourine is this cut off. Okay.